وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights, and we keep saying that one of the pillars of human rights is in fact justice. And now justice also, according to philosophers and theologians, it is the pillar of any community. Without it, community will fall, communities will suffer, societies will suffer. So we need the establishment of justice. And justice itself is a concept that needs to be applied. It needs someone to apply it and to uphold it. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about the prophets in the Quran, He said He sent them to establish justice. لِيُقُومَ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ, so people could uphold the notion of justice. With Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, he was the hero and the champion of justice and applying justice. One of the things that was noticeable in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen and in the conduct of Amir al-Mu'mineen when it comes to justice and those who uphold it, especially leaders, rulers, kings, khalifs, or whatever you want to call them. He said that being in such a position, sometimes as long as you are not a divinely appointed leader by Allah, obviously being a prophet or being an imam, an immaculate, infallible imam, then you are not immune to mistakes. You will make mistakes. So since Amir al-Mu'mineen, he himself was outcasted from this position by the people and was given to other people, he said people needs to consult their leaders when they make mistakes. And he even was quoted as saying, one who faces different opinions recognizes the spots of his own mistakes and errors. So when people come to me and tell me and give me their opinion, I can find out easily where my mistake is. So people have the right to speak out, and they have the right to be heard, and they have the right for things to change because they are more aware of it than the ruler or the leader himself. Because the leader and the rulers live in their castles while people are the one who are suffering. So sometimes they need to consult and speak to those leaders. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam has opened the door for people to come forward and speak to him and consult him and, you know, speak out their minds and their affairs. Whether though those who were before him and those who came after him, they did not give that to people. So the person who realizes mistakes arrives at truth and right actions, and then he needs to be able to have an open mind and listen to people. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, like I said, he acknowledged that fact, and he also said that people need to correct their mistakes once they realize they've made mistakes. He says correctness cannot be achieved by abandoning consultation. That me as a ruler, as a leader, if I want to abandon consulting and speaking to others and asking them for advice or asking them how things go, then surely I will make mistakes. Now, let us take a short break and we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were saying that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, he opened the door to people talking and raising their concerns and speaking out their minds. And, you know, as we call it, the notion of consultation, he was open to that. And that was opened just to make sure that the rights of people are given, that justice is applied, that no one's right is being taken from them. Now, it does not behove a ruler to keep his door shut before people and try to achieve some object by keeping the people in the dark. Now, this is a very backward mentality that existed back in the day and still exists today in the most civilized nations, as we call them, the first nations or the first class world countries. The rulers, the parties in power, the government in power, their doors are completely shut. And people are in the dark. And if you look at America, at Europe, at a lot of countries, you'll find out that there is such a huge gap between people and their government, where you find so many people, millions of and millions of people, below the line of poverty, and they are suffering. The education is at the lowest. Healthcare at the lowest, poverty at its lowest points, while those in power, they have all the wealth. They're controlling everything. Now, is this what we call human rights? Is this what we call justice? The commander of the faithful, on the other hand, it draws attention to this point by saying, acquire light from a kindled lamp. You have to make sure that you draw yourself as a leader or as a government or as a person in power, that you have to draw yourself to people. You have to be a shining lamp towards them. You have to show them how things are and how things work. Not keep yourself away from them because they rely on you, especially if we talk about our civilized world today and the governments that we have. Those governments, obviously, from the apparent look, were elected by people, and people had to line up to elect them so they could serve them. But now they are in power, they are in the dark. The kings, the rulers, and presidents, and what have you, they are far away from the people. And people back then have been suffering, and we are still suffering. And justice and human rights, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And such a day where we get to see justice being applied, it doesn't seem to be on sight. Now, obviously, we are waiting for the awaited Savior to come and establish justice once and for all to all mankind, so all mankind can prosper, and in the notion of justice. We'll leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.